universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I would guess some of you have noticed the name of this ministry, Not Alone, and it was picked for a very specific reason. Both it's a promise by God to us. We are not left alone, but also the desire of this ministry to share that message that we are not alone, even because our God said so, but because we as humans want to share and demonstrate that. And that's also the third reason, because we who have disabilities, and I'm totally blind, have many times where we are really alone and really feel bummed, because we've been alone. Oh, in winter it's so bad, you're day in, day out, don't get out, and there you are stuck. And well, even in the hot summer, you don't want to get out either. Well, even so, God gives us a link. It's interesting because the next point, because it came up just a couple weeks ago in the readings in church on Pentecost Day, how this aloneness actually got started. Some of the people, after the flood, were gathering on a plain, Shinar, this is in Genesis chapter 11, and they said, let's make bricks. Up until then, they just built houses and buildings with stones. Bricks, novel idea. Take clay, form it, then bake it in a fire, it becomes hard, and then they have some uniform flat areas, and they also took tar then to hold them together. They could build much higher before things started to fall. It was impressive. They were building a city. In fact, they even said, I think it was about verse 4, let's build a tower to the heavens and make a name for ourselves. They didn't want to be scattered. They didn't want to be alone. They didn't want to be pushed off into nothingness. And so they were working hard at making a name for themselves. The problem of pride. God saw this, and he actually says, let's go down and take a look at this city. And not that God had to come down, but he did so for a couple reasons. And once he looked around the city, the text kind of tells us this in Genesis, that he said, you know, as one people unified in language and thought, they will be able to do anything they put their mind to. So let's go down and confuse their language. And so God confused their language. And in verse 8, it actually says that he scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city and tower. That's where it all started. These people were so proud, they wanted a name for themselves, which kind of goes back to Adam and Eve, when Eve was challenged, oh, you can eat that piece of fruit. God just doesn't want you to be like him. And she looked at it, and I think Adam was right there. He looked at it and went, ooh, if we eat this, we can be like God. I'll be powerful. I will be in charge. I will run my life. Well, it's kind of what they were saying. Pride gets in the way. And they did. They ate. Adam and Eve, they sinned. They realized they had done wrong. They were embarrassed. They were ashamed. They went and hid. And again, God came looking for them. And again, it wasn't that God had to find them. He knew where they were all the time. But he wanted them to know they were lost. They were away. God came looking, whether it be Adam and Eve, or for the people at the Tower of Babel, or you and me. He wants us to know that we're away from him. That's why we're alone. We were meant to be in connection with God as well as other people. I can't see God. Well, yeah. Not just because we are physically blind, but spiritually blind. Before sin, we were walking and communing with God. We understood him. It's like we had ears attuned to him. But all that died and quit when sin came. And then comes pride, wanting to make a name for yourself. And it isn't that they could have made a tower in Genesis 11 all the way up to heaven and pushed God off his throne. Ah! No. But God knew that they would think they could. And man, as I look around our world today, isn't that the way it often is? We think we can do it all. We can handle it. I know even in my life, I'm going to try to do this. I'm not going to ask for help. I'll work at it extra hard. I'll make a difference. Had a plumber over just a little bit ago, and as he was, we had a backed up sewer, and I said, good grief, you've been here quite a few times. Maybe I should just get that tool and do it myself. And he told me the price, and I went, oop, maybe I guess I'll just hire you. But again, I wanted to do it. So I could be independent. Well, independence, one thing. But the problem of pride is we want to be in control. We want to be in charge. We want to handle things. And that's the problem of pride. And that's what got the people in trouble. And that's what ends us up being separated. That's why Pentecost was so special. And that's why this reading showed up on Pentecost, because God gave his Spirit back to us, or I should say to us, so that he'd be connected to us once again. Now, it doesn't always work just poof easy. We got to get in tune to how to understand him, hear him, believe him, and all of that. But that's why you listen to this podcast and probably Room 4216, the Bible study, to get a better insight or hearing of what God is doing. And the last thought I have is, boy, when you think about Jesus, Son of God, God himself, when he came down, he wasn't proud, not at all. He just was his humble self, didn't lift himself up, didn't try to boast or brag, just did what he should, even dying on a cross, because that's what his daddy wanted him to do, the Heavenly Father, to take away our sin. And he still is very humble, Jesus, because that's who God is. And that's who he kind of wants us to be coming back to as well. And there is a difference between being independent and working and being that arrogant pride of, I'll take care of all this myself. And that's why God scattered everyone around the world, so that they would realize we need him. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into our world and changing things around as we were scattered. We do need you. Thank you for using earthly circumstances to help us understand that we need you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who links us back to you. Help us not to have pride, but kindness and humility like you, so that we might be in tune with you and connect with others so that they too might be touched, even when they are scattered, when they are separated, so we might be brought back together. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. Don't be scattered. Don't be bashful. Write me a note just saying hi, what you think of this podcast, whether you like it or not, or future thoughts for podcasts. You can do so at Dave, D-A-V-E, dot Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.